Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Camelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wright. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ed Wright. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preacher Rowe. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Preacher Rowe. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to third for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe fires to first and picks off Holmes. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clutz moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Clutz moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clutz scores. Cox moves to third. Russell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 1, Pirates, 1. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustin. McCormick moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Clutz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clutz. McCormick scores. Ryan moves to third. Culler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Bill Sokold now catching. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camelli is walked intentionally. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustine. Ryan scores. Culler scores. Camelli moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Braves. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Camelli moves to third. Holmes moves to second. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camelli hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sockold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Preacher Row. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Camelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Nick Strencevic now pitching. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Wright reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Braves. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCormick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Braves. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Littwiller strikes out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez now playing shortstop. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sockold hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 8-2, Braves. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field. McCormick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCormick. Kiner scores. Fletcher moves to third. Westlake moves to second. It's 8-3, Braves. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sockold takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roger Wolf now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Camelli takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-4 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Cox reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Braves. Andy Carl now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kiner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Camelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to second. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.